Thank you, Andy. I'm going to take my mask off up here. I trust I'm further than 6 feet away from the front row. I've been told I mumble, so hopefully without my mask on, you guys can hear me a little bit better. Well, it does feel special to be up here in person in services this Sabbath, doesn't it? It's wonderful. Today I'd like to talk about something related to the Passover service that's going to be sneaking up on us. It's just actually a little less than 2 weeks away already. My calculations are correct. A little bit less than 2 weeks away. And it does feel like the seasons outside have changed on us. It felt like bitter winter about a month ago, and now it's starting to feel like spring outside. So nature and us are pivoting towards the spring and the spring holy days. Specifically, what I want to talk about related to the Passover service is the foot washing ceremony. I'd like to go over the foot washing ceremony with everybody. And I'd like to look at one aspect of the foot washing ceremony that I would like to dwell on, and I hope you guys would like to kind of focus on and dwell on it in the next couple weeks too. So we'll discuss the lesson that Christ demonstrated through foot washing, and hopefully everyone will leave the sermonette with a renewed focus on this lesson that we can kind of dwell on for the next couple weeks. So with that introduction, let's go ahead and turn to John 13. We'll start in John 13 and verse 1. And hopefully my bad habits of doing messages in my room will be abated here. I'll try to quit looking at the screen and look at you guys once in a while. Fortunately, we won't have a cat jump in my lap this service like we had before. But let's pick up in John 13, and we'll read verses 1 through 5. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come and that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he girded. So we see here the institution of the foot washing ceremony at Passover by Jesus Christ. Notice a few things that we've read here. This foot washing ceremony took place at the Passover, and Jesus in verse 3 seems to have been motivated to perform the ceremony, knowing that his time on earth was short. So he wanted us to pick up on a lesson here in the short amount of time that he had left. Let's drop down to verse 12, and we'll read verses 12 through 17. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garment, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you all know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." In this part of the passage, Jesus Christ explains his reasoning and what he wanted to demonstrate. He is showing that the ceremony demonstrated that our Lord and teacher had a servant's heart. And we are supposed to have that same heart. That's why we are supposed to do this ceremony every Passover. I'm going to read an excerpt from Haley's Bible Handbook here on this passage. This is a Bible commentary. This is the second edition, I believe, for those who are on the call or on the recording. Haley's Bible Handbook, page, see if I can find it in my notes. page number 545. So this is Haley's commentary on the ceremony. Jesus washes their feet. This was occasioned by their contention among themselves as to which of them were having chief offices in the kingdom. That had been one of their standing problems. In spite of Jesus' repeated statements that he was going to be crucified, which they somehow, even to the last, took to be parables, they seemed to think that the triumphal entry 5 days before pretended that it was about time for him to erect the throne of a world empire in Jerusalem. Jesus finally had to get down on his hands and knees and wash their feet, the menial service of a slave, to burn into their minds that he had called them to serve and not to rule. Oh, how the church has suffered. The author continues to point out how worldly churches have suffered with that point. Great churchmen, instead of humbly serving Christ, have used the name of Christ to serve themselves. And unfortunately, that's the case with the world's churches, that they don't get the meaning of this ceremony, that we are supposed to be servants. We're supposed to have the servant's heart that Jesus Christ demonstrated here. Let's turn on over to Luke 22. And we're going to pick up Luke 22, and we're going to see how the apostles did have a problem with this. Luke 22 and verse 14. We'll read verses 14 through 16. When the hour had come, he sat down with the 12 apostles, and he said to them, "With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Now drop on down to verse 24. And so, at the time of the Passover, the disciples are still arguing amongst themselves. Read verse 24 through 30. "Now there was a great dispute among them as to which of them should be considered the greatest. And he said to them, 'The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the youngest, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves. But you are those who have been continued to be with me in my trials. And I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in the kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.'" So we see here in verse 26 that the leaders must be people that are going to serve. Notice in verse 27 that we see Christ led by the servant example. He served the example of having a servant's heart. We must be like Jesus Christ and the Father. We must have the servant's heart as we're about their business. Let's read about this in Luke 12, verses 43. Shouldn't have gone out of Luke here. Luke 12, verses 43. And 44. "Blessed is that servant whom his master finds will be so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has." So I just wanted to point out here that Jesus Christ refers to us as servants, and he wants us to be so doing. I'm 100% sure that if we are given a position of authority in God's soon coming kingdom, that we will still learn how to manage that authority with the servant's heart. We have seen here in the scripture it's what Christ expects of us, because it's in his nature to be that way himself. In conclusion, brethren, the Passover service has a lot of deep meaning and relevance in our lives. We're going to talk about that more in upcoming messages. But I wanted to point out that at this time, it's also a time when we review the attitude that we should be living with our calling. Every year at the Passover ceremony, we review that Jesus Christ has a servant's heart towards us, and we must adopt that attitude. We must have the servant heart within ourselves. This coming Passover, we will review this commission in our own lives during the foot washing ceremony for those of us in here who are baptized. May we all be mindful of that commission to have a servant's heart this year as we commemorate the Passover service.